This is Radio Kate here at the Radio Festival 2010 in Salford Keys, and we have just come out of a fantastic session with none other than Jeremy Kyle, who actually, you know, you might know him off the telly, he was the first person ever to get me paid in radio. So first of all, I have to say, thank you very, very much.
You were really sweet. You used to just do the jobs around the studio, make the coffee and get the CDs and everything. Fair play. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. It's really nice to see you after all these years. I feel like I should offer to get you a coffee
now. No, don't be ridiculous. You're far too important for that. You haven't aged and I have. I feel very old. I'm 45.
Oh, I have aged, believe me.
Really?
I'm 30 now.
It's not young.
It's not young.
But it's younger than 45, isn't it, to be fair?
Well, I was pleased to hear you say that you are a radio person. You're a radio person that's gone to television, which is
bizarre.
Unusual.
I mean, 12 years on commercial radio, and I think that, you know, 6 years, don't know how, that we've been on television. Hopefully about to take the show to America. But you know what, actually, I think radio is such an incredibly intrusive medium, like I said in there, and so intimate that I think if you are into radio, I don't think it ever leaves you. This sounds ridiculous, but I don't actually have the time to do radio at the moment. I just finished on TalkSport a couple of months ago, after 2 years. I've done about 12 or 15 years, I don't know exactly what it is, but we're making 3 TV shows at the moment at the same time, and it's non-stop. But yeah, it will always burn brightly in my heart.
But then the other thing you said in there was that you were saying, why don't radio people get Ant and Dec on the radio? Why don't we bring TV people onto the radio? And I'm kind of surprised by that from a radio person, if you really are one.
As I said, there are two arguments. Invest in talent, let talent have its head, but also as people come through, don't try and control them and process them and tell them what to say and how to say it and how long to say it. You know, actually, say to somebody, I've employed you, I trust you, do what you want. I'm going to trust you to broadcast, we're going to give it a year and we're going to see what happens. Not the usual, oh God, he's done that link, she said this, they've played that song, da-da-da-da-da. That's how I see it.
But TV is quite different. I mean, TV, you know, you're talking out to millions, whereas radio, you're always thinking about the one person that you're speaking to. And I sometimes find television people on the radio don't quite understand it in the same way that...
Mine was an interesting thing. You know, I was told that people don't go from television, you know, radio to television and manage that. And so going back or keeping it going will be interesting. But I think if somebody's talented, they're talented, right? If they can go on the radio and you discover a talent, let that talent have its head. I was lucky, you know, Paul Jackson... You know, allowed us to do that late night show and allowed us to develop as broadcasters. And I think that helped me, not just in terms of radio, but in terms of telly as well.
And I find it kind of strange because I met you all those years ago. I used to make your coffee. I would hear you on air shouting at people who weren't looking after their kids properly or weren't, you know, they were sleeping around, this, that, the other. And you do the same now on the telly, you know. You shout even more. But actually, you're actually quite gentle.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying in there, you know, you have a persona, don't you, I suppose. And, you know, the people who know you, the way that you are...
I need to grab you for 2 minutes, is that right? Then you
can absolutely.
Just literally 2 seconds.
Is that all right? Excuse me 1 second.
On.
Don't go... Paul...
You're obviously in demand. We've just been interrupted by about 3 different people, so I'm going to let you go in a minute. Final words. What should the industry do, radio industry do, to keep itself fresh, vibrant and survive in the, you know, in this new age?
I just said in there, you know, if you want back-to-back music, you can turn an iPod on. You can put a CD on. I still think that radio is... the media by which you tune in to hear something that grabs your attention. And I'm not altogether sure whether music is enough for that. I think that there is an argument that says nowadays that if you look at the presenters who people tune into, that Steve Wright's been doing the same act for 20 years and it still works, you know? A bit more music now, a bit less of the posse, but it's still there. Chris Evans, was in there, I remember his first link, you know? The Chris Marleses, but not just those people. There's a guy in Manchester called Mike Toole, and there's a fantastic breakfast show, you know, and he's being reined back in, you know? You need to be able to say to people, we trust you, go do it, you know? I know there's an awful lot of good radio people out there, and if you employ these people, don't impose too many restrictions. Let them be themselves. You'll get good radio.
You've said all this so gently and so quietly and so nicely. I want to imagine that you've got a row of programme directors from all the stations that are just playing far too much music, not letting their presenters have a free rein. And I want you to shout at them and tell them exactly what they should do.
I wouldn't shout at them, I'd just say this, you know. If you want to accept 25% as a figure and moan and bitch all the time about the BBC apparently doing better, that's because they're diverse, that's because they do different programmes. Stick your toe in the water, be brave, get your head in a different place and trust in your presenters. That's it. You know, put up or shut up. Don't bitch if you want to know anything about it.
That's great. Thank you ever so much.
Love to see you.
You too.
Let me just do this and I'll